Okay, welcome to the first episode of
Spartan Matters.
Good evening. Well, tonight is the first podcast for Spartan Matters. I'm Andy Pryor.
And I'm Nick Whitcomb.
And we are recording Spartan Matters for you, the running community.
Giving you all information for anything that matters to you.
So, and some of it will be Spartan related.
Yep, we've got some great upcoming snippets coming up in the future. We've got Fishy with his careless whisper.
We're probably going to have the Jester. He's going to do something very awkward.
And motivational as well. Also, we'll be various chats with some people doing marathon training, upcoming races, elite athletes, newcomers, you name it, we got it.
All we've got to do is work out how to put the pieces of the jigsaw together. And if you're listening to this, we've actually managed to produce the podcast.
Yeah, congratulations to us, I think. Also, you may have some suggestions for some improved introduction music. I know that's been a very popular tune we got as our theme tune, but you may have some suggestions for another tune to use in the future. So let us know, and we may change it. But anyway, what Andy's going to explain now is what's upcoming in the next couple of weeks.
So, next couple of weeks, what have we got on? Well, there's Hertfordshire Cross... Hertfordshire 5 mile race at Berkhamsted coming up 1st of March. We've got some cross-country veterans championships coming up, so your captains are going to be contacting you very, very soon, and hopefully we can get a really strong team together after our success in the cross-country league this year.
Yeah, it was fantastic performances by both teams at the cross-country, and I think both captains need to get hugely applauded for their actions.
Absolutely. Coming from an ex-skipper, that's good as well.
Yep. And also, coming up this week, we've got the Fellens Valley Spartans presentation evening, where the great and the good get rewarded for their efforts from 2014. Me, as a Spartan of the Year 2013, I don't like to talk about it. We're looking forward to see who wins the award this year.
Yeah, there's a few... I think we've got a few predictions we're going to give, have we?
Yep, and also on the night we'll have some exclusive interviews on the red carpet as the stars from the Spartans walk into the ceremony, and hopefully they'll give an interview or two.
Sounds fantastic. And to be fair, the talk of Group 3 tonight when we were doing some stretching was all about how to move on the dance floor.
Oh, yes. Moves on the dance floor are very key to a successful evening.
I have to admit, Claire Moore was telling us all about twerking. I'm not sure exactly what that involves, but apparently it's good fun.
Good.
Okay, so let's start talking about awards. So what awards have we got to give out? There's going to be most improved. Who do you think most improved this year? Who do you think is going to get...
Most improved. Well, for the men, my prediction is going to be Davy Stafford.
Really?
He's had a fantastic year 2014. He's done so much improvements. That's what my money's on, Davy Stafford.
I think, looking across the whole of the year, Davy's had a brilliant year. I think Andy J, what a guy. He's going to clean sweep all year. Forget Grant Ramsey this year. Andy J is going to out-dip him on the line.
Yeah, of course. Andy J, who recently won the 5K handicap, is twice he's won it in the last 3 months, I believe. So he really is a man on fire. And I'm pretty sure that the British selectors have got him in mind for Rio 2016.
He's a man banging form.
Yes.
OK, so most improved female.
Well, obviously Andy J can't win this one.
Well, he could wear a skirt.
Could do.
Has been known.
Could do. I don't know. I think there have been so many ladies who improved so much in 2014. It's going to be a really difficult close award to think. And who's going to win that? You know, I must admit, I'm trying to think.
Claire Moore, again, had a very good season last season.
I tell you someone had a very good year is Sue Hamer.
Yes, that could be.
Yes.
And dark horse could be Sophie Cowan.
Sophie Cowan possibly as well, yeah. Possibly. It'll be very close.
It's going to be interesting awards evening.
Yes.
Interesting awards evening.
And obviously I'll be there to present the Captain's Award, even though I'm no longer captain. But it's for being captain last year.
Not the ex-captain's captain award for being ex-captain.
No, it's the previous captain given the Captain's Award for last year's events instead of the captain who's now captain now.
Okay, that seems really clear.
Yes.
Good. Okay, and is that all engraved on the trophy so that they know?
Yeah, they know. It's the award from the captain, who used to be captain, but it's given an award for as captain last year when he was captain award.
Excellent.
Yes.
Good. That makes perfect sense, Nick.
You're welcome.
Good.
And of course, we've got the Spartan of the Year, the Blue Ribbon Award.
Indeed. And obviously, you are the current holder. And how has that changed your life in the last 12
years?
Well,
you know, I'm so busy all the time with some, you know, open fates and fairs and... I'm told I'm not needed when I turn up, but, it's the fault that counts.
Yeah, absolutely. And you ran internationally, I believe, didn't you?
Yes, I have, yes. Yeah. Last year I ran in Spain.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, just fantastic. On holiday, I went for a little 5-mile run. But it was, and also I ran in Edinburgh, of course. And the other highlight of the year last year was actually breaking the record at St Neots for the half marathon.
Indeed.
Selfies.
Yes, and I can remember that, and I was there with you every step of the way, so I can confirm that did actually happen.
And that was obviously your highlight of the year as well.
Indeed it was, yes. That was my highlight of the year, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're looking forward to the presentation evening coming up. It's going to be a really great evening, and I hope to see you all there, ready for interviews. So, I'll say, coming up in the next episode, we've got chats with some marathon runners.
Okay, who have we got coming in?
Well, we've got Speedy Reevesy, Michelle Reeves. She'll be there. Good. We're also hoping to get Nick Emmett, who's also, I think he's running his second marathon, I believe he ran Stevenage.
He ran Stevenage last year, yeah, he did, okay.
And also we've got Paul White, who's one of the new Spartans. He's a very keen runner, I think he'd be good value, very entertaining, and looking forward to running his first marathon as well.
When you say good value, we haven't got to pay them, have we?
I don't know, I think they're agents, again, we've got our agents, and we're making a deal.
Well, obviously we would like Team Westcott to come, but... I'm not sure we can actually afford the fee.
Oh, she's out of our price range. Out of our price range, you know.
Yeah, we've spoken and, yeah, I don't think we can get
her fine dining requirements, I think they'll exceed our budget.
Yeah.
And also I'll be there as well, giving my marathon wisdom, having run 1¾ marathons.
Okay, that sounds like a really good one.
Yeah,
okay.
So it should be good fun.
So, it's all about next time then. A marathon special.
Yep, so it's good night from me.
And it's good night from Nick.
Good night.